Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're diving into something super important: building healthy boundaries in our relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when someone takes advantage of your kindness or expects you to drop everything for them? Yeah, not fun, right? Boundaries are basically those invisible lines we set to protect our emotional well-being, our time, and even our physical space. Think of them like fences around a garden. They keep things organized, beautiful, and thriving. Without them, things can get messy, overgrown, and frankly, stressful. And let's be honest, nobody wants that kind of chaos in their life, especially not in their relationships. So, how do we build these awesome boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your relationship game. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what feels right for you. What are your values? What makes you feel respected and comfortable? What drains you and leaves you feeling depleted? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, or just chill out and listen to what your gut is telling you. 2. Communicate clearly. This one's crucial. Don't expect others to read your mind. Be direct, honest, and respectful when communicating your boundaries. Use as statements like, "I feel overwhelmed when," or "it's important for me to." This avoids blaming language and keeps the conversation focused on your needs. 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. Assertiveness is all about standing up for yourself while still being kind and respectful. Think of it as a power move, but with good vibes. You can say no without feeling guilty, and you can ask for what you need without demanding it. Remember, your needs are valid. 4. Consistency is key. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. This might feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to people pushing past your limits. But consistency sends a clear message you're serious about taking care of yourself. 5. It's okay to reevaluate. Our needs and priorities change over time, so don't be afraid to revisit your boundaries and make adjustments as needed. Life is dynamic, and your boundaries should reflect that. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that friend who always calls you at 10 p.m. wanting to vent? You're exhausted, but you feel obligated to listen because, well, they're your friend. Sound familiar? That's where setting a boundary comes in. Next time, instead of jumping into their drama, try saying something like, "Hey, I love supporting you, but I'm already winding down for the night. Can we catch up tomorrow?" You're still being kind and supportive, but you're also protecting your own energy and sleep. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways to build healthy boundaries in your relationships. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for healthy, fulfilling connections that nourish your soul. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to start implementing today? Share your thoughts on social media using #ClarityFirstBoundaries. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, it really helps other awesome people find this podcast. Until next time, stay clear-minded and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.